Welcome to Lessons from the Days of the Week, Part 2. Today we deal with the day of Monday. Last week we talked about Sunday, Chesed, giving, whole idea of the foundation of existence, being the idea of light and giving and so on. Today we talk about the second day. The second day is an interesting day in a way. It's a challenging day. It's a troubling day in a way. And let's explore this and see what we can learn from this idea. So, take you back to the beginning of Genesis, when the world was created, and we have the 6 days of creation. On the second day, we know that it says that God created light. On the first day, there was heaven and earth, but the earth was submerged in water. Comes the second day, and God makes a division. He says, let there be a heaven, let there be an expanse over the world, and what that will do, that heaven, it will create a division between the water. The water split. The world's atmosphere came into being, and there's what we call the Mayim Tachtonim. There's the water down here. It was still filling the entire world, meaning there wasn't dry land just yet, and therefore there wasn't an opportunity for growth, but it was just still submerged in water. But part of the water that was filling the whole entire existence divided upwards and is found somewhere above the heaven, so to speak. Whatever that means in scientific terms, I'm not sure. But there's the Mayim Elyonim, the supernal waters, and the waters down here. In other words, what God did on the Monday was created division. And this comes out in quite an amazing thing. That if you look at the 6 days of creation in Genesis, every single day there's an expression that God uses to say that he was pleased with what he created. And it's called Ki Tov. For example, on the first days, it says, God saw that all that he created, he created the light, was Ki Tov. Created the sun and the moon on Wednesday, Ki Tov. The only day that does not have Ki Tov is Monday. There's no Ki Tov. There's no, it was good. We don't find the word good on Monday. Because what was created on Monday? Division. In fact, the Talmud tells us that machloket, conflict, division, disunity, the conflict between people, that whole idea, that whole concept was created on Monday. Now, we mentioned that the Talmud talks about character traits that are more dominant with people that are born on certain days. And over here we have the idea that someone who's born on a Monday will be a person of anger, be an angry person, will be very easy to ignite his anger and lose his temper. Again, not a very good thing. We know that the Talmud tells us that anger isn't a good thing. Anger is likened to idol worship. It creates division. It's unhealthy, both for the person who gets angry, terrible for the person around the person that gets angry. So it seems like a very problematic day. It seems like a very big challenge and a challenging process the whole day of Monday. And almost seems like, well, what do we do with Monday? And what do we do with those people who are born on Monday? So what does Monday teach us? Does it only teach us to stay away from anger? Does it teach us to stay away from conflict, away from division, away from challenge? No. So we know the concept is like this, because what happens is, although Monday does not have the word Ki Tov, Tuesday, however, we have the Ki Tov twice in the Torah. Because Tuesday, God creates, first of all, dry land. He then takes the water, which is down here, divides it up into the various oceans and exposes dry land. Dry land, remember, is a place of growth. It's a place of inhabitants. It's a place where things can happen, things can be produced, things can be accomplished. And that was Ki Tov, that was good. And then he created plants, the growth. Plants, vegetation, trees, all those things that grow from the ground were created from what happened on Tuesday, and therefore Ki Tov is written twice. In other words, what happens on Monday on the surface is bad. It is a challenge. But challenge can be good. Challenge can be an opportunity, and it's up to us to learn how to turn challenge into opportunity. The very possibility for Tuesday to be a day where growth can be facilitated, where things can be planted, where dry land can be exposed, is because of the division of Monday. Conflict is not a bad thing. In relationships, for example, we have talked about this many times. Conflict is a catalyst for stronger relationship if it's navigated properly, if it's used as an opportunity. It's conflict and division can be resolved so that the relationship between the two parties is not just restored, but it's even stronger. When people have a relationship, for example, and nothing happens, everything is just fine, everything's peaceful, It's never been tested as an untested relationship. When you can withstand conflict, withstand challenge, withstand difficulties, it becomes an area of opportunity, and it gives birth to greater strength, to greater depth, to greater opportunity. This fits in also, if we talk about the 7 days of the week corresponding to the 7 emotions, we know the first emotion is chesed and the second one is gevura. And gevura, again, is a complicated personality trait. Gevura often gets a bad rap because gevura often when you say chesed, you say kindness, people always think about the imagery is generosity, compassion, giving, empathy, all those kind of things. Yeah, it's beautiful. But when you say gevura, strength, somehow it symbolizes aggression, violence, rejection, kind of a negative strength. A person who's angry is gevura. And yet we know gevura actually means strength, because from gevura comes discipline, comes self-control. Gevura actually, when it's turned into blessings and it's channeled in the right way, and it's channeled in the way of blessing, actually, it could become with tremendous strength, and it can produce blessings that are even greater than the blessings that come from chesed. An example of this is rain. Rain in the Talmud is referred to as gevurot kshamim, the strength of rain. It's called gevura. Why is it called gevura? Surely we know water is normally chesed. We know that rain is a tremendous blessing. Why is it called gevura? Because it's a strong blessing, but also because rain is only beneficial when it rains in a way where every drop is separate, is divided up from the other one. Divided again. Division means like almost a conflict, but that division of the rain is a blessing. Talmud says if the rain would just fall on the earth without being divided up into different drops, it would just overwhelm the inhabitants, it would drown us all out, and it would destroy the world. So the gevura actually turns out to be a tremendous blessing. It's the strength of being able to hold back and do it in an organized, fragmented fashion so that it's beneficial, that it waters the plants, that it enhances growth, and so on and so forth. So another idea. So the same thing. A person is born on Monday, it has a personality to be angry. It doesn't have to remain with anger. It means the person is strong, the person is passionate, the person is fiery. Those can all be wonderful things. So therefore, the lesson from Monday is, when this challenge, when this conflict, when there's a difficult personality, we need to learn to use it as an opportunity. We need to know that on the surface, the way it is now, it doesn't seem good. That's why there's no kitov, but it produces a double kitov the next day, because it can be channeled to produce even greater strength, even greater blessing, even greater kitov. Have a wonderful day.